What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hour number two rolls along here on a special edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Day two of the NHL draft, rounds 2 through 7, will be today. And for a little bit more on what to expect today and also from what we saw last night, we go to Joe Cali for a little bit of an update.
Well, as you said, round two of the NHL draft is getting underway. The Sharks will start it off at the first pick, and the Sabres will be picking at 39. In round one, we saw Matthew Schaefer, last night's first overall pick by the Islanders, and the Sabres selected defenseman Roddy Mertka, 9th overall. Right shot defenseman, something the Sabres have been looking for quite a while. Coverage of the NHL draft on WGR is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. And by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. That's your Paddock Chevrolet Sports Update. Paddock Chevrolet celebrating 90 years of being your hometown dealership.
Big by Joe, not screwing up the liner like I did an hour ago.
Impressive. Very nice. Impressive stuff.
With Zach random Jones. Music thrown underneath. Way to go.
Zach Jones, Owen Parker, and Joe Cali hanging with you here for the rest of the afternoon as we'll be covering rounds 2 through 7 today. But we get more on today as, well, round two is about to get underway. We go back to the Western Hotline. Our old Paul Hamilton joining us from One Bills Drive this year as the Sabres are doing the draft from there. Paul, how are we doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. Actually, it is afternoon now. It is past noon. So
just a couple minutes.
Has lunch been brought out yet? Or are they making you guys wait?
Yeah, it's around there somewhere. I've been kind of busy preparing for this and everything.
But nice.
It's around somewhere.
There we go. There we go. So, Paul, Sabres go defenseman last night. You were able to talk to him. What were you able to hear from the Sabres' 9th overall pick, Roddy Mertka?
Well, Rasmus Dahlin's his idol. He said he likes that watch Sabre games because of Dahlin, and he said he's actually learned things from watching Sabre games through him. So he was excited about that, and he's excited about the opportunity at some point to be able to play with him. I got to tell you, after a while last night, I've never had to do that until this year during the season. I just stopped reading my mentions on Twitter. I couldn't take it anymore. I was just like pounding my head on the desk. It's like, first of all, we're talking about players we've never seen before. They should have taken this guy. This guy stinks. This guy's that. Whatever. Great. They take, they just got a right shot defenseman. And what I want to talk about is, by the time he makes the NHL, we're talking probably 2 or 3 years in development. Clifton won't be here. There's a good chance Samuelson won't be here. There's a good chance Byram won't be here. So, yeah, maybe their defense is all set for this year. But by the time he gets here, it's going to be a whole different ball game. You might only have, Dahlin and Power. And, maybe the last 2 years they've drafted right shooting defenseman in the second round of the draft. Maybe one of them may sneak in. One of the Russians down in Rochester may sneak in somewhere in there. But, it'll basically be a whole different ball game. Kesselring will probably be around. I would imagine after July 1st, they will try to get him re-signed just like Alex Tuch. So this is the NHL draft where you're drafting 18-year-olds. It's very rare for somebody like Zach Benson did. I mean, go back and look at the number 9 overall picks and how many of them made the NHL in their first year or even in their first 2 years. You might be hard-pressed to find too many. So I would just say relax. None of us know if this guy is going to be in the Hall of Fame or if this guy is going to be a total bust. None of us know if the guy that you thought they should have drafted that you've never seen play, I'm not talking about you, I'm just talking about in general, he may be a Hall of Famer. He may be a complete and total bust. Who knows? So this has really nothing to do with it. It's getting interwoven into the problems of the Buffalo Sabres. And this pick or this draft has nothing to do with that's a whole different topic, you know. And, you know, Kevin Adams was talking about, and I, unfortunately, he's probably not too happy Jason Zucker said this because I just keep quoting it. Hope is not a strategy, and it seems like hope is becoming a strategy again around here. You know, whether we're talking about goaltenders or whether we're talking about, you know, where are you going to replace the goals that you lost? All right, you did a good job getting your right-handed shooting defenseman. But now you've lost 28 goals. And the answer was, you know, they're still looking and that type of thing. But we also have got our guys, too, you know. Benson may step up and Quinn may step up. Okay. Yeah, they may. And your two goaltenders may be lights out. Possible. Could happen. But what if it doesn't? And that... You know, that is more of the conversation. I'm worrying about what this 18-year-old, whether he's right. Sorry about that. Whether he's right or wrong or whatever, we don't know. We can't figure it out. And that's not the problem of the Buffalo Sabres right now.
Yeah, so I totally agree with you, Paul. I've made that point a couple times today in that people are mad that they couldn't trade this pick and get something to help them now. Sometimes that move is just not available to you because nobody is interested in moving up to where you're at. So I think that there needs to be a separation from what happens today in the draft and what we are thinking about going forward with the Sabres next year. Because next year
early
is such
in
a...
June.
Yeah, right.
We're early in June, too. And I've learned over the years, I don't get too crazy about evaluating the offseason in June or July. Now, when training camp starts in September and we're here having the same conversation, that's a whole different ballgame. Then I think it's time to be worried about it. But, you know, Jeff Skinner was traded to the Buffalo Sabres in August. McLeod was traded to the Buffalo Sabres, I don't know, was it July 2nd, 3rd, somewhere in there. So, you know, there could be more to come here. So I just kind of chill and wait to see what the offseason's going to bring, the full offseason. And, you know, once we get to September and it's training camp and if these holes are still there and if hope is still the strategy, well, then it's, in my mind, a whole different conversation.
Yeah, and piggybacking off of that, we heard from Kevin Adams last night. What were you able to glean anything from his comments in terms of what he's still looking to get done? Are there more moves coming? What kind of impression did you get from Adams last night in terms of what he's looking to accomplish in the rest of this offseason that we're talking about him having so much time to add to this roster?
Yeah, you've got free agency coming up, you know, talking about that. He said he likes Bo Byram. He calls him an elite defenseman. He said, but if there is a good trade to be had, he's totally open to it, totally willing to do it. But he said if Bo Byram's playing defense for the Buffalo Sabres on opening day, he's perfectly fine with that. So I would be perfectly fine with that too, as long as his partner is Rasmus Dahlin. And, you know, so yes, he is still looking for things. I don't know if we're going to see. The trades you see today are usually draft picks or draft picks. Team wants to move up, so you get an extra fifth-round pick out of it or whatever that may be. So that's usually what we're talking about when trades like that are made on this day. I'm not saying that a big trade can't happen on this day, but the GMs aren't together either, which, you know, is a little bit different for them. So, but yes, free agency starting up soon. And, you know, to me, there's still moves to be made, and it can't be our guys are going to be filling in the holes.
Paul, you mentioned there the GMs aren't together, and just to get a different opinion from you for a minute, what is your thought on the whole decentralization at this point? And would you? I know you were infatuated by the drone in Vegas last year. Remember that was a huge talking point with us.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, you're not getting anything like that at One Bills Drive. So, I mean, from that, what do you think about the decentralization? Are you for or against?
what I watched last night on television might have been the worst piece of television I have ever seen in my life. That was horrendous. That was, the NHL should be as embarrassed could be. And buckle up, boys. You may be here till 7 o'clock today. It usually starts around 10. Like clockwork, it's over between 1:30 and 2. I've made flights home at 4:30. It's like, it's clockwork, you know, the way it is. So I was thinking, all right, it'll start at noon. We should be done by 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Probably not making me feel good about that.
Hope you guys don't have dinner plans out or anything, because if you do, you ain't going to get there till like 8, 9 o'clock. So,
Yeah,
this is just horrendous, and they need to get back to what they were doing.
Yeah, Paul, I did the math before we started today. If every round takes as long as last night did, we will be on the air for 27 hours. So, you
well,
know,
it won't, because it's quicker, but
how much?
It's going to be a long one.
Well, just to pick your brain here, in round two, is there, or you know what, throughout the rest of the 26 hours at this point, if we're counting down, is there anyone specific that's jumping off the page for you in round two? Or I know it's not going to be, like we were talking about, it's not going to be an immediate, you know, roster spot on the Sabres or anything along those lines, but who jumps out to you?
Not really. This is one of the first drafts that has kind of gone, like they haven't gone too far off the beaten path. Which they usually do sometimes in the first round, and there are usually some holes. You're looking at the guy that you thought might be ninth or tenth overall, and he's still sitting there. And it's like, well, why is he still sitting there? Kulik would have been a good example. I mean, the Sabres were absolutely shocked that he was sitting there at the end of the first round for them. And, of course, they scooped him up as quickly as they could. So I don't really see that guy. You know, they did a pretty nice job throughout. So, and again, you say, well, where are the holes in the team? No, where are the holes on the team in 3 years? That's what you got to be thinking. It's like, well, do you have enough defensemen in the pipeline for 2 or 3 years down the road? Do you have enough wingers? Do you have enough centers? You know, they do have 3 goaltenders that they've drafted that aren't named Levi or Luukkonen. So, I mean, that's, I think, what you have to be looking at. And I think it truly is, at least for the next round or two, best player available. And then after that, you might say, well, we really don't have enough of X. Or what they don't have enough of is size. And they address that in the Paterka trade. They have 2 guys who have size and aren't afraid to use it. And so they did get themselves bigger and harder to play against, which is a big goal of this team to try to do in this offseason. And that is something they did accomplish there. But if you look in the pipeline, like in Rochester, Murray's not an NHL player. He has shown us that time and time again. Wahlberg, but he doesn't really use his size yet. I want to say yet, because he's still a youngster. So other than that, I mean, oh, the kid Komarov, too. On defense. But again, you know, he's still a little bit of ways, but you don't have a lot of size in the pipeline, and that's where I think the pick that they made yesterday helps. And I think they need to understand, look at the Florida Panthers and how they won. They had size. They don't back down from anybody. If you want to drag it out, they'll drag it out with you. If you want to run and gun, they'll run and gun with you. They've got talent, they have size, and you don't push them around, and that's why they're 2-time defending Stanley Cup champions.
All right, Paul, we'll let you get comfortable and get ready for a long day. We may be on air for this whole time, but you were also at One Bills Drive for this entire time, so all 4 of us, we're grinding this out. TJ as well, TJ Luckman on the board, so all 5 of us, we're going to grind this out, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right, take care.
Paul Hamilton's reports on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. In that entire segment with Paul,
from 12 o'clock on
to 12:17, no pick was made.
0 picks made. We are on an unbelievable pace.
San Jose is now
it's
on
now
the clock.
47 hours. That's where we're at now.
Goodness. And they're going to show that 3 minute clock again, and I'm just going to get upset.
Might have
because
to,
it's not 3 minutes.
No, it's not. You
well,
might
there, have to, there it is. Simon Wang, or Haoxi Wang, is our first pick off the board today. Big, heavy defenseman
okay,
from Oshawa.
Well, trade alert as well. We are
the
hitting
pace,
the ground
the pace
running.
Is back. The pace is back.
We are immediately back.
We are awesome. So back, yeah. Almost instantaneously.
All right, fantastic. So
I was going to say, this might have to turn into a radiothon at this point. We're just going to have to stay on the air all night.
Others have done it, and like I've said, I'm an energy drink in. The second one's been cracked open. Let's ride.
Let's do it.
I say that now, but 9 o'clock might roll around, and I'm like, guys, we're going to have to start taking shifts.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're up and running now. This is we're ready to rock. We've got our first pick made. We've got a trade already.
It's tough watching this on mute and being like, I have no idea what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the tough part is we got to hope that they move along with their graphic department.
Right. Mm-hmm. But this first pick we've seen today, Simon Wang from the Oshawa Generals, 6'6", 220-pound defenseman, pretty raw player. I did have him start up, but I think the Sabres have filled that sort of role mm-hmm. in their pick and Ratty Merkka. So I'm happy with this guy being gone because it means we are one pick closer to somebody that will fit into our mold.
Yes, and he's there, I think.
He was, yeah. I just saw him putting on the jersey. Highest born, by the way, Chinese player ever selected in the NHL draft. The first pick of the second round.
Really?
So very much congratulations to him. That's coming from Scott Wheeler, who I know was on the station earlier this week or last week with Chopin the Bulldog. And Montreal's made their pick as well. A right winger, Alexander. I'm not going to even try that last name. Nope. I do my best.
Zarovsky. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zarovsky. Mm. Yes, I know about it. Yes, absolutely.
He See, is. I'm going yes. up my phone like I know the guy. I got so nervous with hockey names or really because it's a lot of Europeans, French Canadians would have you. And I'm like, there are certain letters I either shouldn't be pronouncing, I should overpronounce, and I'm just like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, it can definitely get a little iffy with some of the names. But mm-hmm. he's a decent-sized right winger with a lot of skill going to Montreal. They are diving into the high skill feeling in Montreal, it seems. They added Ivan Demidov last year, mm-hmm. another really elite skill Russian player. They look like they are leaning in, acquiring Dobson yesterday and now drafting Zarovsky at 34th overall.
I think we just got another pick in.
We did.
We did. Wow, they're flying.
Oh, someone had to have talked to somebody. Somebody spoke.
Yep. And the network was like, we have other programs
who voted for this, got together, and were like, okay.
That was a mistake.
Come on.
Our hubris got us again.
I'm happy to not see the screen opening up and having people walk into it. That is very, it's a joyful feeling.
Yeah, that is going to be a big time saver for everybody involved today. That is definitely nice.
So they picked Jacob Rombach?
Another, I believe he was on Lincoln Stars in the USHL. I don't even have my notes on him open, but yes, I'm correct. Another huge D, 6'7", 209 pounds. Just this
six
is
foot seven without skates on.
Yeah. We are seeing early in yesterday's draft and already in this second round. So, it's a big story. Copycat, Florida Panthers, big, heavy, mean team. I think we are seeing the result of a lot of teams recognizing that style is working right now and trying to add to their rosters to get that sort of an influence in. And we saw that with the Sabres and already with two of the first three picks of the second round today.
Yeah, the back-to-back Stanley Cups will do that.
Yep. Yes. Three more picks now until the Sabres are on the clock. They're the seventh overall pick of the second round, 39th overall for the draft. And then we got a little bit of a wait till round three with 71st overall. Two picks in round four, 103 and 116. One in round five, 135. One in round six, 167. And then, Owen, I know you've mentioned it, three in round seven, 195, 199, and 219. Whoa.
Yeah, we got some late draft capital today. Mm-hmm. But we will be with you the whole way through, and we're super excited about it. We've got all kinds of guys to talk about, and we're flying already.
I'll be honest. I was initially saying it as a threat. We'll be with you all day, and
right.
I do mean that. The pace has picked up.
The pace is showing 440-ish right now, I would say. If I had to ballpark it, Philadelphia's blowing up the pace right now because they've been on the clock. There's no clock. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see a timer.
No, they completely removed that from the interface because they know it was a bull-faced lie.
I also wonder, too, whenever a team takes too long, and this is in every draft, if they are trying to trade the pick.
Probably.
Or that if a trade has been made and we're just waiting to get the details to like officially announce it, and then the next team takes over.
Yeah.
I always think about that with drafts of when they take too long. Because once in a generation, you're going to get a Minnesota Vikings where they miss the pick full on.
Right, yeah, they just can't get the pick in time.
That is not something everyone gets to appreciate. Right. You do not get that in lifetime.
So real quick, a couple guys I have my eye on for the Sabres at pick number 39 that are still available. Jack Mertag from the NTDP, U.S. National Program, really heavy. Paul mentioned it. They need a little bit of more physicality, a little more size. He's not a huge player, but plays way bigger than he is. He's only 6'1", 180, but he is explosive, hard-nosed power winger. Really good on the walls. He's got a really nice, powerful shot. I think he would fit in really nicely with the Sabres pipeline right now. He's a guy I've really got my eye on. And a similar name to that, another sort of hard-nosed, violent center from the Muskegon Lumberjacks, Ivan Ryabankin. Is huge, or not huge, heavy, 5'11", 210.
Oh, wow.
And he loves to play the body. He's got a lot of nastiness in his game, very similar profile to Mertag, got a good shot, but isn't going to be a flashy offensive player, but will play hard for you. So those are a couple guys I would really like to see this slide over to the Sabres, and we'll see if we can get there.
It's going to be interesting. Looking at this, right now Philadelphia is on the clock. In a few picks, they will be on the clock again. So they're probably trying to package this pick and another for an asset. Something. That's kind of what I'm feeling, especially because they're still on the clock. They've not made the pick yet.
It's still going.
So just notice that. When they panned back to the big board that was opening up yesterday, you see if the Flyers at the end of this this little stretch here. But
yeah, that would be interesting if we saw a package of a couple second-round picks for an NHL player now. It's pretty rare that you see teams give up NHL level assets on day two of the draft, and I would be interested to see what Philly would be able to acquire for that value. And you're right; they've been on the clock for a while.
Literally, they've been on the clock as long as it has taken the three teams previous to make their picks in.
Yeah,
just old.
The pace is back to 26 hours.
We do have a trade. Pending a call, this is per source, Frank Saravelli, I think a number of other reporters also have this, to the Ottawa Senators, right shot defenseman Jordan Spence, and then going to the LA Kings, a 2025 third and a 2026 sixth round pick.
Okay. So Ottawa picks up a defenseman there?
I'm assuming with that, with that trade, not much there. I mean, it's going to be probably one of your bottom pair defensemen.
Yeah, depth piece for Ottawa, who had a nice year last year, finally broke themselves into the playoffs. Somebody the Sabres got to contend with next year now.
Dylan Cousins.
They've done it. Cousins is there, obviously. And Montreal made a nice pickup yesterday to get Dobson. Ottawa's moving and shaking here. The division's doing work, and it's time for the Sabres to get going too here.
That Montreal stuff, I mean, honestly, they tasted a little bit of success, 91 points, and they've just decided – no, we've got talent. We are going to load up.
They are loading up. Yeah,
you already had Hudson. Then you had Noah Dobson. There's already a ton of offensive talent they have, and especially with guys like Cole Caulfield. It's just they scare me now with Montreal. They are good, and they're young and a lot of core pieces.
Scary skill, scary guys. Just they. I think if they can find a goalie of the future, they're in real good shape.
They
got a nice looking decor with Hudson and Dobson as your 1-2 punch there that I think will contend with Dahlin and Power going forward.
Right, Philadelphia Seattle did trade
up. That took forever, guys, for people to trade up. Seattle traded up two spots?
Picks and Philly
that
dropped
forever,
two.
Guys.
That makes me think they really like somebody here.
Do you have a guy that you're looking at?
Yeah.
It's tough. They might be looking to pick up one of the two guys that I really like because they might want to get a little heavier, similar to the Sabres. We'll see. I want to see what they gave up to move up to that spot, because if they really sort of
sold the house
to get up a couple spots, and they must really like somebody, and I'll be intrigued to see what that pick is.
In round one, they did go Jack O'Brien, center from the OHL. We'll see if they go offense again.
It's not a big one. It's 36-68 for 38-57.
Okay. That value-wise, that adds up to me. They're just looking to get – they're targeting a player that they fell in love with, that they have concern that one of the couple teams that were ahead of them would have taken.
Defenseman Blake Fiddler, 17 years old, 6'5", 220 pounds. Are you kidding me?
He's a right, he's a right shot defenseman, too.
Yeah.
At 17? He's that big?
Yeah, there's
are you talking about an athlete right there?
In my draft prep, there have been a lot of big, heavy guys, and he's another one of them. Pretty raw. A lot of these big, heavy guys that are getting taken any later than this are going to be pretty raw, toolsy sort of players that are going to take some time to develop. I mean, we saw Roddy Mirkta is one of those guys, and he was picked at 10th overall. So we've got time to worry about whether these guys are going to play in the league, but that's another massive, heavy defenseman off the board. That's three of the first four picks in the second round are big, mean D.
Two more picks until the Sabres are on the clock. Washington, Philadelphia, Buffalo, and then Philadelphia again are your next four picks. The pace has picked up. I mean, ultimately was the Philadelphia-Seattle trade that really slowed this down. I imagine we're going to get the Sabres pick here real soon. Let's take a break now to see if we can get the Sabres pick live. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday, special edition of that, for day number two of the NHL Draft. Zach Jones, Joe Calley, and Owen Parker hanging with you here for the rest of the day. This is WGR.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
First pick, because they didn't actually make it. They traded out of the 39th overall pick. They traded to Pittsburgh for Connor Timmins and Isaac.
Oh, that's a good one. Tough pronunciation a little bit. Isaac Béliveau, I believe, is what you're going with there. Timmins, I'm impressed that they were able to get with this pick. Timmins is a nice 6'3", 215-pound right-hand shot defenseman, moves the puck well, skates really well. That is another, I mean, that could be a Byram replacement. That could be a Byram supplement. Mm-hmm. And now, like we've discussed early in the show with this team, I think that defensive core has become a real place of strength. And I really like the move. I think 39, there were some interesting prospects there. But Timmins is going to come and he's going to play probably middle pair role for you and fill a spot. Clifton's out the door. That was a bit of a tough contract for the Sabres.
You were able to dump him.
Right.
That's exactly what you were looking for.
And that's a nice profile to acquire. And I did not think they were going to be able to get much for the draft capital that was left for them. And they've done a good job here. They found a player that's going to help them now. He's not going to score a ton of points, but he's a good facilitator. He'll move the puck up the ice. Can skate really well. He's got a little bit of physicality to him. Kind of a similar profile to Kesselring, honestly. It's a little less flash, I think, for Timmins, in my opinion. But a lot of talent. He's been in the league for a few years, but he's not old. I like the pickup a lot.
Yeah, I'm in either the Byram replacement or, like you said, Byram supplement. You've kind of padded your bench to the point where, like you said, this defensive core now is going to be a position of strength. And it's something we haven't been able to say with the bottom defensive
pairs.
Which
has been frustrating because their two first overall picks have been defensemen. Yeah.
And Dahlin, Power, like the upper echelon of it is fine. But now you're adding the depth where this is a deeper defensive core and you can help out Luukkonen and Levi because that's the goalie pair it looks like you're going to be running with. For better or for worse, based on their performance.
I am interested now. Chaddy Domenicis of Expected Buffalo tweeted this out just about 5 minutes ago, too. Talking about Timmins, not bad, right?
Right.
But his big point was this almost guarantees Byram is going through.
Right.
The Sabres are not picking the second round. There was not a pick swap or anything like that. Now their next pick is quite a while away at 71st overall.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little bit of a wait here, and now I do wonder, is this all of a sudden we're going to get active here?
Are we going to see Byram something moved here soon?
And that's now, perfectly honest, if you're asking me, that's really what I'm waiting for now. Is it's not really 71st overall, no offense to that player potentially, but it is now, okay, Adams is showing he's trying to get bigger, he's trying to get tougher here. You get out of the Clifton contract, and you really just got out of Clifton as a player as a whole. You could argue that's a net positive in and of itself.
I would definitely argue that.
And now you've also got that feeling, too, of like, okay, Timmons could be that Dahlin partner. He could also be the power partner. He's another right-shot defenseman. That's already hard to come by. He's 26 as well, so you're not adding somebody that arguably could be out the door in 2 years or however, just because of his age.
You're adding someone that matches the average age of your team.
Yeah, well, like, that could be its own thing, too, of like, are we sure that's even a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
But I like this. I like that they're getting active. I'm okay if they don't make a ton of picks here, because they are in the win now mode. And while, you know, Owen, you're mentioning too, like, it's, you know, some of these, you know, patience with some of these guys as well. Tough thing. I mean, it's going to be hard to sell patience if you're the owner, Terry Pegula. If you're anyone in the Sabres right now, it is going to be hard to pitch patience to a fan base that is well on its way to run out of patience. We have another trade as well.
Gibson to Detroit.
Anaheim trades goaltender John Gibson to Detroit.
Whoa, okay.
Getting very active already. Not everything has been a major trade. I mean, even the trade the Sabres made is not a huge one.
That's pretty significant,
but
though.
But teams have been active here in these first 10 picks of round number two.
Gibson was an interesting name to me for the Sabres to think about. That takes him, obviously, off the market. I like that move a lot for Detroit. They needed a guy, and they got a guy. Gibson's talented. He's a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He's been rumored to be getting out of Anaheim for years now. And that, again, another piece moved into the Sabres division to help reinforce a team looking to get over top of them.
And that's what I was wondering. I mean, you said it right off the rip there. You really like this move for Detroit. That's my thing is, you know, we've seen Montreal make a big move. Now Detroit, Gibson's a big name.
Yes.
And he has not been a bad goalie for Anaheim. You can argue maybe the contract's not the best and it is going to hurt you a little bit. But Gibson has been a good goaltender for a bad Anaheim team.
Yeah. I think he has been a subject of a lot of bad years in Anaheim. They've just been young and inexperienced and not playing great defensively. He's a guy that I think on a better team is somebody you're looking at for a more impressive career than he's had so far.
Mm-hmm.
Just quickly going back to the Sabres trade with the Penguins, they acquire Timmons. Obviously, that's the mainstay of the trade there. What's the other guy's name now? I'm blanking on it. Beliveau.
Yeah, Beliveau.
He's a depth piece, not going to make a huge impact on the Sabres roster at this point.
Mm-hmm. Both defensemen, though.
Split time between the AHL and the ECHL last year, so I would not be expecting him to be a major factor. He'll probably be a depth piece for Rochester. So
yeah.
Timmons is really the name to think about with that trade, and I think I like it. It's an upgrade from Connor Clifton, without a doubt. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Timmons is an RFA, he'll need to sign a contract here. I think he was playing on around $1 million last year. I really think this pushes Byram out of the Sabres organization now, and you have got to – I think you're going to see Byram dealt for a top six forward here.
I don't doubt it, and just looking more into – Timmons' stats and just his time, and he's, you know, bounced around to a few teams here, but among NHL defensemen, he had the lowest goals against per 60 minutes, less than one. He's a two-way defenseman too, it looks like.
Yep.
He's really good in the transition, really getting things started. That's a huge plus. That's a huge addition for the Sabres, because a big two-way defenseman can go a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, believe I was at training camp with Connor Timmons in Sault Ste. Marie.
Really?
And he, at the time, was one of their studs, along with Barrett Hayton and Matt Vilalta, in goal for them. Played a lot of power play in junior. He scored a lot of points and started his career. I believe he was drafted by Colorado, quickly traded over to Toronto, went from Toronto over to Pittsburgh, and now, obviously, with the Sabres. I really like what they've done with their defensive core here.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give them credit. They've revamped it. They've gotten bigger. They've gotten faster. And I think really what you need to see at this point is find somebody to replace the production of Paterka and maybe look for an upgrade in goal. We just saw somebody that could have been that for you taken off the board in Detroit acquiring Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving and shaking early here on a Saturday, day two of the draft.
This is exciting stuff that we actually got to move. I was waiting to make another pick, so this is a good turnaround.
I was interested to see if they really were able to do anything. We weren't able to listen back to Kevin Adams from last night, but the tone there did sound like they maybe felt like they were not done, but nearing the finish line. And that, I know for a lot of people, including myself, was a little nerve-wracking. Not saying this is a big move at all, but, I mean, honestly, for the two of you, we've all kind of been saying it now. This sort of signals, like, there's too many defensemen on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one guy that can get you a top six forward in a return, and we'll see if that market was ever that interested or if it was a smaller market than initially hoped, but that's Bo Byram. Now I do wonder, who would that forward be? I mean, Jordan Kyrou's name has been thrown out a lot for multiple teams over the last 3-4 days. He is a dreamboat. I can't imagine it happens now without the 9th overall pick from yesterday.
Right. I think you're going to have a hard time acquiring Kyrou unless you're including a pretty high-level prospect mm-hmm. in a trade, including Byram as well.
Who would you be okay with? Say that is what's happening. Who would you be okay parting ways with on the Americans or in the prospect pool?
Almost anybody.
I'm at that point, too. So, I was just curious.
To be honest with you, I think anybody that is not on the roster right now, even some of the guys on the roster right now, I think Roseanne's a candidate for that. I think Hellenius is a candidate for that.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of options. They've got a lot of guys in that pipeline. I think you're in a spot now. We're seeing them make moves like at 39, trading that pick away and acquiring a guy to help you now. I think we're seeing a little bit of what everyone's wanted to see from this team in let's spend some capital and get better right now.
With the trade being with Pittsburgh, though, does this maybe, I'm not saying that they don't have to trade with them again, but one team they've been rumored to trade a top six forward from has been Pittsburgh with Brian Rust. Does this move kind of maybe signal to you like, yeah, this is probably the only business they'll do today with that team?
I mean, I hope for the scenario of that trade, I don't really want
from how Owens pitched it, I don't really want him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't love picking up Rust, but I don't think a trade necessarily improves or hurts the chances of doing more business with the Penguins. I think sometimes in the league you get comfortable with a guy. You're like, I'll just call that guy again and see if he wants this.
Right. Well, so it's working for us all. Let's do it again.
It's also possible trade talks began on Rust and then shifted mm-hmm. to Clifton and Timmins. So there could be something there. I'd be curious to know if Dubas is looking to get rid of more players because they are just
I mean, that's a team mm-hmm. that should be starting
hemorrhaging
over,
talent.
Right.
So I think that's where they need to go.
I also wonder, too, a certain guy that might be available. A lot of rumors about him last night, mainly for Vancouver. Barzal for the Islanders.
Yeah.
I do wonder if he's a guy, maybe not for the Sabres necessarily, but for teams that maybe might be looking to offload some players, kind of hit the reset button, especially with what is thought to be a very good top-end draft next year, even just overall draft next year. Pittsburgh is probably one of those teams as well that's going to – I know Dubas may not like or want to do it.
Right.
But that roster has needed a full turnover, and that's kind of why Mike Sullivan left.
Yeah.
Is that they were going to go to a rebuild, and he's like, well, no, wait, why?
It's why there are ever-growing rumors about Crosby wanting to get out of
there. We had Nathan McKinnon have to shut that down on Instagram last night about Crosby going to Colorado,
right.
which never obviously materialized.
And it's been reported Malkin, he's done after this year there. They're going to get rid of him after this year. It's just going to be – you know, at the end of an era for them, and I think we're seeing the start of that in trading a guy like Timmins that is a nice piece. I'm looking at some of his analytics now. He's efficient offensively, and that's nice to pick up mm-hmm. because Clifton was not that, and he didn't really help you anywhere else.
Yep.
So you've improved in a way here.
803-0550, the number to call. The Sabres not picking again for a little while here. They're not picking again in round two, the next pick they have. Round three, 71st overall, after they make a trade with the Pittsburgh Penguins, getting two defensemen, namely led by Connor Timmins, and they send Pittsburgh defenseman Connor Clifton and the 39th overall pick. Zach Jones, Joe Calley, and Owen Parker hanging with you here on day number two of the NHL draft. Stick with us. This is WGR.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, wrapping up here on a special edition of Sports Talk Saturday. Zach Jones, Joe Cali, Owen Parker, hanging out with you here. And we've actually had a very eventful day. A number of trades going down, including from the Sabres, who don't actually pick at 39th overall. They trade for defenseman from Pittsburgh, Connor Timmins. They also add, it seems to be an AHL defender. But they also, with the 39th overall pick, send Connor Clifton to Pittsburgh, which is a guy I know we were just talking to Paul about it only about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
And really the vibe there was you're just going to have to ride out Clifton's contract and then hope one of these defensemen you've drafted would just take his spot or whatever, what have you. Instead now, don't got to worry about it. And that has been the thing for this offseason right now, boys, has been get better on defense, get bigger, get, you know, to a certain extent, meaner. But the analytics on Timmins, when he played bigger minutes for Pittsburgh, I think he averaged about 16 minutes per game.
Yeah.
Or 16 minutes of ice time per game last year. When he was with Carlson playing big boy minutes, it worked out really well for him.
Mm-hmm. It's really, I think that couldn't have gone any better trading that pick away. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I mean, 39 had a good value. There were some nice players there that I would have liked to see the Sabres pick. But adding in a piece like Timmins that is, I think, adding to a strength of the team at this point is big, mobile D-men that can move the puck and provide a little bit of an offensive boost. I think I like this move. They get a little bigger, a little tougher, and a little more dangerous from the back end. And it just adds another piece that you could pair with a power, a Dahlin, whoever. You know, you've got a rotating group there of Kesselring, Bernard Docker, and Timmins, all that I think any of those three could functionally play with power or Dahlin.
We are back to the Joker meme, breaking the pool,
yes,
pool stick. May the best man win in training camp. Way to operate like a real organization, right, that is going for it. The best guy will play with the best defenseman on the team. Let's make this work. Now, I think many of us are waiting for what seems very likely, the Bo Byram trade. We'll see if that's even made today. It may not be, and I wouldn't really complain about that. Get the best deal you can, but let's see.
Take your time. You've got, Paul mentioned it earlier, you've got a lot of time to make moves before training camp.
Good things come to those who wait, as they say, you know. So maybe we'll go with that at this point. But it is contest time. We do have a contest today, fellas.
Let's go.
Before we'll be back in the next hour with more on Timmins and more on day two of the NHL draft. But it's time for Frank's Mr. Plumber Plunger Toss with the Buffalo Bisons. Be caller number 5 now to score a 4 tickets to the Bisons home game on August 3rd at 1:05 p.m. and try your luck tossing a plunger into Hank the Tank, the giant 6-foot toilet, for a chance to win a Frank's t-shirt signed by a Bisons player. Make sure you're ready to throw because you must participate in the Plunger Toss to win these tickets, courtesy of Frank's Mr. Plumber. So be caller number 5 now to win, and your tickets can be picked up at Will Call. I'm Joe Cali, Zach Jones, Owen Parker. We'll have more coverage from day 2 of the NHL draft on the other side. This is WGR.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.